All right. Hello, Film Club, or more specifically, John and possibly Chris. Does Chris listen? the dogs cannot figure out why I'm talking to myself. John, I'll record a podcast with you. I think that I'm probably a little too fidgety and stuttering, and I don't know if it would be fun for anybody to listen to, regardless of how good the ideas are. But we could give it a try. I've been working with my brother a little bit. He does this videography thing, and he's been going to shoot a local Binghamton podcast. They do podcasts on like startups in Binghamton and stuff, and it's the first one was interesting, but anyway, I think that I think people might listen, possibly. I mean, who would think that anybody would listen to a podcast about startups in Binghamton? And they have two episodes, and while I don't think the numbers are high, I think some people have listened to it. I mean, I listened to the first episode twice, actually. So, who knows? Maybe it's something we can explore. Podcasts are, like, one of the main ways that I consume media now. I listen to, you know, I listen to podcasts even when I don't agree. I listened to a 3-hour conversation between Sam Harris and Omar or somebody talking about a book review the guy wrote of Sam Harris's book, and I don't think I really agreed with either of them, but I still listened to the whole podcast. It took them almost an hour and 20 minutes just to get past the first sentence of the review. So anyway, yeah, there's probably a niche market somewhere to listen to me and you and Chris stumble and bumble about movies, and who knows. What else did you talk about? Oh, I was wondering, I figured he probably eventually just disappeared from Facebook for good. I haven't used my Letterboxd account in a couple of years. I wasn't paying attention enough to bother, and same thing, it felt better when I didn't have to kind of keep track. And actually, just this year, I decided to start. I didn't use Goodreads at all last year. And this year, I decided to record everything just because I've been reading quite a bit. And I miss when I used to be able to go back and consult what I read. But you're right, I find myself, I've been reading a lot more single-issue comics, which, by the way, if you want any, we should get together. I'll pass them along. But I'm sitting here reading them this morning and thinking, oh, I should be really working on a book or something, because I gotta keep up with my 100-book goal I made on Goodreads. And but whatever, I guess that's just the nature of it. Speaking of books, and I will get to movies eventually, I'm reading my second Dennis Johnson book of the week, so that when we go see him, I actually have read something besides Train Dreams. Train Dreams I read a few years ago and I thought was so, so good. And then I never read anything else for some reason. So I just read The Laughing Monsters, and now I'm reading The Name of the World. I just actually opened it up. I haven't even really started it. Okay. I didn't actually realize 11/22/63 was a TV show. I guess I kind of knew, but it wasn't on my radar for some reason. I've owned that book since it came out and have always wanted to read it and just never did, probably because of the size. But maybe I'll give the book a chance. I doubt I'll watch the TV show. I don't even know how. Is it a Hulu show, I think? I don't know. I just read Joyland by Stephen King, and it, like, blew through it. It was so much fun just to read, like, a book that just embraces the pulp. And but anyway, what have I watched? I've watched none of the stuff you talked about. I watched The Big Short the other night. I guess it was good. It didn't blow me away, and I wouldn't rewatch it. And I don't know, I guess that's really all I have to say about it. It was good. It was, you know, it entertained me for 2 hours, and some of the stuff they did with the whole addressing the audience thing was interesting enough, but, you know, nothing great. I also watched all of Alpha House, which is a Amazon original with John Goodman from a few years ago, and loved. I mean, it's just a perfect kind of 20-minute funny show to pop on. I also just finished watching the Netflix original Love. It's a series with I don't know her last name, Jillian, who she played Britta in Community, the show that I could never convince anybody to watch, even though it was brilliant. And the show, it was good. It's like a 25-minute, you know, comedy. I don't really think John would like it. I think Chris might like it. I don't know. I enjoyed it. And just so you know, if you search on Netflix, do not confuse it with the movie that just came out called Love. You'll be quite shocked, as I was when I clicked on the movie first, and it started playing on the giant flat screen in my front window as the kids were walking from school with, spoilers, a quite graphic sex scene. And I had to jump up and shut the blinds really fast, and it was kind of, if anybody saw it, it would be embarrassing. I don't know if they did or not, but... and then the other thing that I watched was Treme. I rewatched all of that January and February. Still convinced it's like one of the best, most original shows. It's just, you can't watch anything that is so novelistic, I feel like, and has so many digressions, and it's just, you know, half the time I'd go a day or two without watching any, and you know, sometimes you feel like, I could just take it or leave it. But then you go back, and then you go and you watch another episode, and it's just so, so good. So that's what I've been watching. Nothing too exciting. I've been reading a lot more than watching stuff, and one of these days I'm going to watch, now I can't think of the name, the movie that came out about the Catholic sex scandal, what is it? I can't think of the name. But one of these days I'm going to watch that, and that's really all I'm kind of paying attention to. I just haven't watched too many movies. Maybe I just don't have the attention span right now. All right, I guess that's it. So, all right, back to Dennis Johnson. You've been boomed.